You're listening to Sounds Good. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined this afternoon on the phone by the director and a couple of the leads of Thoroughly Modern Millie. It plays this weekend at Paducah Tillman. Matt Hines, Michael Ellen Walden, Will Denton, are you there?
We are here. How's it going?
It's going well. It's good to talk to you this afternoon.
Great to talk to you, too.
So what's your preparedness level as we enter the final, I guess, less than a week of rehearsals?
Well, this time of year, it's always stressful going into that final week of rehearsals. But I'll tell you what, the kids are doing a great job. This is one of the hardest working cats I've ever worked with, and I'm really proud of them. So come showtime, we're going to be ready to go.
Well, Matt, first, I think for me personally, I was more familiar with Thoroughly Modern Millie from the 1967 film, but there's also the 2000 stage musical. I'm assuming that you're adapting the musical?
Absolutely. We're using the musical. It was a Tony Award winner in 2002 for Best Musical. Had a great cast in it, and a lot of my kids are fans of the people that were in that cast, and it's been a favorite of some of my kids for a while, so they were really thrilled when we decided to do this show.
Are there going to be any obvious or noticeable differences between the movie for those who maybe have only seen the film?
I think it's just updated. The music numbers are a little bit different. Like I said, just more of an update on the old movie. And obviously, when you adapt something to the stage, a lot of things become a lot different. Big dance numbers and other things that have been added, but I think it's just a great update to the old movie. But I'll tell you what, that old movie is pretty fantastic itself.
It sure is. And for the listeners out there who may not be familiar at all with the story of Thoroughly Modern Millie, could you give us just a thumbnail summary of what it's about?
Yeah, Millie is a girl from a small town in Kansas, and she moves to New York trying to find a husband who will maybe move her up the social ladder a bit. And so she's looking for a job and meeting new people and just experiencing the big city.
Michael, you are playing Millie. And Matt, I wonder, how many people auditioned for the part of Millie, and what was it about Michael Ellen that made you realize that you had your lead?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, anytime we do a show like this, we are very blessed at Tillman to have a lot of very talented students. Michael Ellen just has that spunky personality that Millie has, and obviously she's a great performer. She was Fiona in Shrek last year, and just brightens up the stage when she's out there. So we're thrilled to have her as our Millie.
And Will, you're playing Jimmy. Tell me, what do you feel like you have to accomplish on stage along with Michael? Because the part of Millie is so flamboyant. Is Jimmy kind of the ground for this play?
A man looking to hold on to his, as the best way I can describe it, player status. He doesn't want to be held down, but at the same time, he's falling in love with this girl, and he doesn't know what to do about it. And it really creates this interesting dynamic between the two.
Interesting. And do you have some favorite songs that you have to sing? Are there a couple of numbers that you really look forward to?
Two in particular. Jimmy's song, What Do I Need With Love, is really... it's really great. It's an upbeat song. Then later on in the show, there's a song called I Turn the Corner, and it's great. And it actually features Jimmy, Millie, and then two other main characters.
And Michael Ellen, what about you? What are your favorites?
My favorite song to sing is the song Jimmy, actually, at the end of the first act. It has a great emotion behind it, and it's wonderfully written, and I really love it.
Well, Matt, tell us how long is the production going to be? Is it broken up into two different acts?
Yeah, it's two acts. It's you know, being one of the newer musicals, unlike some of the old Rodgers and Hammerstein that, you know, lasted 3 hours, this one's probably about 2.5 hours. But I'll tell you, as upbeat as this show is, and as fast as a lot of these numbers move, it certainly won't seem like you're there for that even that long. So yeah, two acts, about 2.5 hours.
Tell us about the stage setup. What can the audience expect when they come in?
Well, we're currently working on some really cool lighting for the show. We've got some neat stage props that come on and off the stage. We're lucky enough to be able to fly things on our stage, so things come in and out during the performance. we feature a live orchestra. It's one of the things that we're real excited about, that these kids get to perform with a full professional live orchestra. So, you know, lights, sets, costumes, lots of great dancing. There's some tap numbers that the kids have really, really enjoyed this year, which has been a challenge also. But again, like I said, it's the first show where we really went all out on our dancing. So, like I said, there's lots of things that will keep the audience entertained.
And is there one performance Saturday and one Sunday?
There's two on Saturday, okay. One at 2:30 and one at 7 o'clock. So we have a matinee in an evening, and then on Sunday, the 20th, we have another matinee at 2:30.
And how can listeners get tickets?
You can get them online at ShowTix for You, and that's ShowTix, T-I-X, the number 4 and the letter U.com.
All right, Matt, Michael, Ellen, Will, thank you so much for joining me today and Break a Leg, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. That's Matt Hines, the director. Also, Michael Ellen Walden, who plays Millie, and Will Denton, who plays Jimmy, in Thoroughly Modern Millie. It's playing this weekend at Paducah Tillman.